Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with the chain smokers and 5 seconds of whoever they are. It is 6:12. Crazy morning this morning. Sometimes I feel so very alone in the studio and then Chris Elio walks in.
Of course.
Now tell me who you're working for today. You're working for Mark Lawrence.
I work for myself.
There you go. It's like the entire building is on vacation.
Yes, yes.
There are rooms that are dark that usually aren't.
Whenever I get more than 10 hours in a week, you know that people are off.
There you go. Yes. Matt is, of course, Matt the news guy, but he's also the sports center this morning.
Yes.
Sometimes we have weather, sometimes we don't, and Laura's running a little late, so yes. She'll be here any minute. So, it's just going to be that kind of morning. It's a Try It Tuesday with Tom and Laura this morning. You know what we're going to try? We're going to try to get this show done without any mistakes. That's what we're going to try to do today.
We're going to try and get through it.
And I think it's impossible. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. That's way too loud for this early in the morning. Late night television, there wasn't any last night. So we bring you classic. And I mean classic Johnny Carson.
I see you all started celebrating the 4th by drinking a 5th. Is this the crowd tonight? Yeah, I did not bring any fireworks out tonight, but I do have a bomb. The monologue.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. That is my jam. I just don't know why it takes so long to get warmed up, but that's Khalid, and can't we just talk? It's Tom and Laura in the morning, and we're all here now, so we could talk.
We're on the struggle bus this morning, Thomas.
Yeah, what's going on? Chris Elio in the news department working for Mark Lawrence this morning just said you're not Laura good today, you're Laura kind of average.
I'm just Laura okay. No, Laura good. Okay. I'm Laura just okay. So I keep forgetting. Here's the thing, full disclosure, I was totally late. Totally late. I don't mind saying it.
I think people figured it out when you didn't talk at quarter after.
Yes, when I didn't talk at quarter after.
When
totally
I was
late.
Standing here all by my lonesome, no weather guy. Even Matt left the room. I thought, did I shower today?
You smell okay. You're all right.
No, you smell fine.
No,
I'm on the struggle bus too this morning, so I'm with you.
All right, so this is what happened. Long story short, I needed to put gas in my car. I didn't know that, so there was stop one.
Oh, you didn't know? You don't have a gas gauge in your car?
No, the light wasn't on, and I didn't pay attention.
Okay,
so that was mistake one. I didn't pay attention.
All right.
Mistake number two, I keep forgetting that the bridge on Snydertown Road is out.
Right.
Oh, right.
So then I get there, and I have to turn around. And I go back around, and I'm like, okay, and there's no way to cut through, so you have to go all the way back around. Okay, fine.
We didn't want to tell you, but when they finally reopen the bridge, it's going to be the Laura Good Bridge.
Of course.
There's going to be a statue of you there.
I have sources that have confirmed this to me.
Okay, thank you.
Can the statue just make sure that I look skinny? Thanks.
So what else?
So that was mistake number
dog.
Two.
Then
okay.
Murphy, the morning show dog, who is also less than average today.
Yes, we're on the struggle bus, but... So I, even at that moment, having to turn around, I was like, oh, I'm still going to be on time. It's going to be fine. Mm. But then I got stuck behind a truck because I went Bottle Road to Snyder, past National Ticket. So I was like stuck and there was no place to pass.
You people in the region know that.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, okay. I'm like, I'm still going to be on time. So then we get here.
Yeah.
And then Murph here.
Yeah.
My beloved pup.
Decides he needs a number two by Tower 3.
No. He decides he needs to eat some number two.
Why?
In the form of like cat poop. Oh. And I can't get him. He like takes off. He takes off. And he doesn't normally do this.
That field is a smorgasbord for
it
that
is.
Dog. Anything that poops, he'll eat.
Oh my gosh. So he literally, when I'm like, come on, Murph, let's go. He would like come running back towards me and then go, now I want another snack. And then turn around and run away.
And then there's deer poop out there for him.
Yes. So
and
he was at the buffet.
He was
at the gross buffet. At the poop buffet. It was super nasty. I don't know why we're sharing it on the radio.
Okay, first of all.
He's wagging his head. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, has he not learned from his big brother about eating random stuff?
But poop is very different than rocks. We can't explain rocks.
It doesn't matter.
But
I can
explain poop.
I don't care if you have
dogs.
Two legs or four legs or eight legs.
There's this thing
no
called-
one should eat poop.
I agree with you.
It's only funny to talk about, not actually consume.
Poop is funny.
There it is.
Poop is funny.
Yes, it is funny.
Poop is funny.
But it's not funny
thing,
enough to eat.
And there's this thing called dog food. You put the words together.
Yes. I already
dog
fed
food.
Him. I fed him.
I know. So why does he want to eat animals?
I don't know.
You got to lay down the law, man.
Well, I was trying. And every time I tried to lay down the law, put him on the leash, he kept running away from me.
Well, you got to try harder.
Listen to Dad over here.
Come on now.
Laura, you got to try harder.
All right, I will. I will.
I mean, I don't know if I would. Now, I will say, full disclosure, I wouldn't go to my methods, but, you know.
Come on.
What is this?
Tony!
The baby Ruth in the pool.
News is next.
Yeah.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. She lost yesterday. Venus Williams.
I know. First round.
I put $100 on that. I'm a rich man today.
That the 15-year-old was going to beat her?
Yeah. The 15-year-old from...
Florida.
She could be the only good story we ever do from
Actually,
Florida.
A lot of professional tennis players train in Florida. They kind of are like a little like...
So?
Like sort of like feeding ground for tennis players. It's interesting.
Why?
I don't know.
Florida sucks.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we're in a mood this morning. I'm just going to call you out. Are we feeling a little sassy this morning?
Coco beat Venus yesterday.
He's not even answering my question.
Coco is ranked 313th in the world.
Coco stepped up.
Coco did more than just step up, yes.
You're done, Venus. See ya.
It's a dream debut for the 15-year-old.
Honestly, I don't really know how to feel. I never thought this would happen. I'm literally living my dream right now, and not many people get to say that, so I'm just happy.
She played so well, even all the shank balls went in, so I actually didn't play well. So it was a contrast of both sides.
Way to go, Venus. She owned it.
Yeah.
And congratulations to 15-year-old Coco, who advances...
That's awesome.
In Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
Because she trains in Florida. There it is.
Oh, Tom.
Congratulations, Coco. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning news coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. It's the most wonderful time of the year if you're a dog.
Okay.
Murph here, the morning show dog, doesn't seem to be bothered by fireworks.
No, so far so good. And there were actually some fireworks set off over the weekend in Elysburg. I think some people were playing around. They were big ones, though.
Was he okay? Your dog was okay?
How about both
dogs? Yeah, MacGyver was good?
MacGyver's okay, too.
Okay.
They kind of, like, look, and they might pace a little bit, but they don't freak out.
Okay, should we be scared? There's big booms. It's like, no, it's not warm.
Elysburg also has the gun club. Yeah. So on a shoot weekend, there's constant noise like that.
So they're getting used to it, basically.
Yeah.
But there are those dogs, and those people that own those dogs, they're kind of crazy.
I know.
On social media, it's like, stop the fireworks. Fifi is upset.
Okay, people need to just like take a deep breath. I get it. But also maybe get your dog a thunder shirt. Or
a thunder shirt?
Oh yeah, it's like a
yeah, it's one of those weighted things. Yes. Like a weighted blanket.
I think they make them for dogs.
Yes,
and it
they
helps
do.
To, you know.
I wish they made them for kids, but they don't. But anyway,
that's
yes,
what a weighted blanket is for.
That's why we call it a weighted blanket, not a thunder shirt.
Interestingly enough, people are like allowed to set off fireworks. I think those folks on social media who always complain, "Oh my God, my dog is freaking out! Stop with the fireworks!" Well, 'tis the season.
That's what I mean,
right?
So.
And as long as those fireworks are purchased legally and they're the little ones, you know, although you can buy bigger ones in Pennsylvania now.
Couldn't you just give your dog a half a bottle of cough syrup and like let him lay down and go to sleep?
They do make puppy Prozac.
Puppy Prozac?
Yeah,
puppy Prozac.
Puppy Prozac.
That's
to just crazier take
the egg than
the
thunder shirt.
Wow.
All right. Well, we have to take a break before news to air this public service announcement.
Oh.
Oh.
For people with those dogs who
let's hear it.
Like fireworks.
Is your dog not going to the bathroom on the carpet? Has it been ages since your little puppy has ripped up a brand new couch? Miss the days of your dog incessantly barking all night?
Yeah.
Introducing 4th of July fireworks. This 4th of July, your neighbors will be lighting off fireworks all night long.
Yeah, they will.
And getting your carpet soiled by your dog like the good old days. Say goodbye to that beautiful couch. And goodbye to a good night's rest. 4th of July fireworks. This sucks.
Tom and Laura in the morning. That song just creeps me out. I love The Weeknd, but the content there. Oh, boy. When it has to do with kids, it creeps me out. However, However, if you have kids, moms and dads, you have to admit this. Every once in a while, you might let something slip. Now, it might be a cuss word. It might be something of, you know, maybe a poor taste. Or maybe it's something you said about somebody, and your kid records it and repeats it back to them. You know, like, well, grandma has bad breath or something. And then your little kid sees grandma a couple days later and says, hey, mommy says you have bad breath. Oh, I never said that. Yes, you did, mommy. These are the things that we live with every day.
Little kids are like sponges, and they're also like little parrots.
And you can tell when they're recording because their eyes get wide open and everything's being DVR'd into their tiny little brains.
Oh, yeah.
It happened to Tom Brady yesterday. Love him or hate him. Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, high-profile quarterback with a movie star wife and all that, supermodel wife. He was golfing with his kids in the golf cart.
Okay.
And you know what happens when you golf and your tee shot isn't real good?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
See, you could hardly hear that, and I turned it up as loud as I could, but he hits the tee shot, he cusses, and then he turns to the golf cart right away and says, sorry, boys.
And his one, kiddos were with them.
And his one son says, that's fine.
Fine.
So we want to know if you've ever been in that kind of situation before, not necessarily a golf cart, whatever it might have been. I always got in my situations when I was driving.
Yes.
And somebody cut me off or somebody did something stupid. I would say a word and then I would look in the rearview mirror and those three tiny little faces were looking at me, my three beautiful girls. And I would say, sorry, daddy said a bad word. Please don't ever say it. And if you never say it, I will never say it again. And they'd be like, eh, okay. All right. And they were fine with it, except for one time. Except for one time, my one daughter referred to someone as numb peanuts. Mm-hmm. Let's just say.
Okay? Numb peanuts? Gotcha.
Yes. And mommy immediately said, where did she get that?
Oh, geez.
So I owned it. I said, I thought we had this agreement that if daddy never said it again,
that they wouldn't say it.
And she said, just like Brady there, sorry. And I said, that's fine. So let us know on the Tom and Laura 94KX social media. Have you ever, you know, what was your embarrassing parental moment in front of the kids?
I will say when Braxton, my little nephew, my sister's kiddo, came. Sometimes I like to pepper my language with some interesting words. It depends. Uh-huh. Cursing is a sign of superior intelligence, however.
Yes.
But my sister would look at me and go, Chuchi, be careful what you say.
And then you do that.
Sorry.
Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. Well, not exactly. Everybody's got the holiday off. I mean, everybody. So this is vintage late night TV. With the master, Johnny Carson.
Everybody out here is getting ready for the 4th. Were you over at the commissary today?
Yes, I was.
It's all kind of red, white, and blue. And that's right. Just the tuna fish casserole.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather for the 4th of July. Celebrity birthdays today before we go to the birthday buddies. Michelle Branch is the only musician celebrating a birthday today. She's 36 years old. She had that one big hit everywhere. And then she spent time in a country band called The Wreckers. She's married to a guy from the Black Keys, but well, there you have it. Michelle Branch, 36 today. Nobody else musically. So,
sad times we don't get to sing.
That is sad times.
I'm sure the audience thinks it's good times that we don't get to sing. So, anyway, here we have it. It's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amy Wright. She's 40 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Margaret Weigold from Shamokin, 45.
Doug Park is 36 today. Happy birthday.
Angela Pitt from Shamokin is 46 today.
Moira Kratzer is 35.
Janaya Buck from Sealands Grove is 29. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brian Griscavage. He's 45 as well.
Nicole Young from Northumberland is 47.
Joe Clouser is 40. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brian Rank. He's 49 years old today.
Patty Leitner from Middleburg is 52.
Josh Reichenbach from Liverpool, 39 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Carrie Keister, 41 today.
Sandy Hoffmaster from Mifflinburg is 49.
Karen Herman is 58. Happy birthday.
Carl Persing from Shamokin is 54 today.
Cheyenne Minier from Sunbury is 24.
Linda Henley, nifty 50 today. Happy birthday.
Carol Brook from Salins Grove is 56 today.
Whitney Snyder from Northumberland is 29.
Laura Varner from Northumberland is 44. Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to Darnell Wren from Shamokin. Lordy, lordy, Darnell is 40. Nobody on the text club.
Nobody on the Book of Faces.
But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them, so if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us on the Ford Fun Line, text us at 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or eQuest at WQKX.com. Each and every weekday morning, right around 7:30, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Yeah!
That's right. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX to win some pool passes from our friends at Knoebels. It's Celebrate Kids Month all month long, and we have Knoebels swag each and every single weekday. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great.
All right, where are you from?
Williamsburg.
What are you doing right now?
Driving to work.
Okay, and your name, my dear?
Suzanne Purcell.
Okay, Suzanne, you're on your way to Knoebels.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Do you have a couple of kiddos who would appreciate celebrating Kids Month with Knoebels and 94KX, Suzanne?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next. A check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. We are involved again in the Gilson Snow Day, which is coming up later on this month. But on a Try It Tuesday, we've got Nick Gilson in the house, and Austin is here as well. And we're going to talk about something new at the Snow Day, which is called the Gilson Snow Beast Challenge.
Are you ready to take on said challenge, Tom?
How did you not draw this assignment? This is what I want to know.
I don't know either.
Are you just going to cover it live when I die?
Maybe that will be the case, but I really don't want to do that, so make sure that doesn't happen today.
Here's the thing. There's still time for you to come along with us later on this morning.
Well, that's what I was just going to mention. The Snow Beast Challenge happens on Snow Day, which is July 27th, but the Try It Tuesday goes on the road today to take an early look at the Snow Beast Challenge, and we'll be doing that after the show.
That's right. We're going to talk with Nick and Austin here coming up from Gilson Snowboards and Skis, and then we'll be headed out to Winfield and try all the Snow Beast elements.
Because Try It Tuesday is more than just food and beverage.
Yes, it is. Sometimes, even though we love food and beverage.
Sometimes it's a challenge.
It is, and I like this challenge. We'll see how we measure up later on today.
Try It Tuesday coming up at 8:15 and again live on Facebook later. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Try It Tuesday. This is usually where we try something crazy. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's beverage. Sometimes it's Laura getting all bendy with yoga. We've done a lot of things in the past. Today, the Snow Beast Challenge comes to mind.
I have a question for you, Thomas.
Are you ready later
on this morning to release your inner beast? Seriously, it's in there. I can tell. It's deep inside.
I have released my inner beast a few times in my life.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes there were legal implications shortly afterward. However, Gilson is here. Gilson Snowboard Snow Day is July 27th. Again, it's a big free party. We're here to talk about that. But a new wrinkle this year is the Snow Beast Challenge,
which
you and I will do Facebook Live later this morning.
We will, because it's a Try It Tuesday, and we don't always have to eat or drink something. Sometimes we go out into our community and some stuff. So Nick and Austin are here this morning joining us in studio before we head out to the Gilson Farm. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for waking up bright and early. So remind us, the summer snow day, it keeps growing and growing. How many years have you guys been doing this?
We're approaching our fourth year.
That's awesome. So Saturday, July 27th, kids, write down that date. You want to get yourself to Winfield.
Absolutely.
Incredible growth since the very first snow day when, maybe 60 people were there. And now we're looking at thousands.
Yeah, the first year was as simple as just, come out and we'll give you a free hot dog. And it kind of morphed from there into this, big event. Last year we had a little over 2,000 people attend the event.
And this year so far? likes and interests?
Yeah,
and
so far we've surpassed our Facebook account for the event, and we're almost at 4,000 people interested and a little over 500 people coming.
Now, this just isn't, though, for folks who are skiers, snowboarders. This is actually an event that's family-friendly, kid-friendly, pet-friendly. Murphy the Morning Show Dog is going to come out with us on Snow Day. What's going on for people who have kiddos?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have skiing and snowboarding there, but, you know, feel free to come and watch. So we have real snow there, and people are actually skiing and snowboarding. But we have a lot of other really fun stuff as well. We have Knoebels coming, and they're setting up a kids' zone where they're bringing a bounce plex and they have their big spinny wheel so you can actually win Knoebels tickets.
That's cool.
And
yeah, Reptile Land will be there. We'll have, I think, a petting area, and we'll have Adopt a Boxer Rescue there. There's going to be all sorts of stuff for the family and kids. And, of course, for the adults, you have free beer, free bourbon, free spirits and cocktails all day long. I mean, that's tough to beat.
It is.
It is.
And Nick Gilson is the name on the snowboards. Nick, this is like, it started on a little farm in New Berlin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're just incredibly thankful. Austin and I were middle school science teachers back in the day, and this grew out of the classroom with our students, and we turned around one day and had sort of started a company more or less by accident. And, you know, we looked around here over the years and we're thinking, man, there's just no way in God's green earth we would be here without this community. And so at a certain point, we looked around and we're like, what can we do to say thank you? And we decided to throw one crazy party every year for everybody here in Central Pennsylvania.
It's like Laura said, you don't have to be a skier or a snowboard enthusiast. This is a family picnic with snow at it.
Yeah, I think most people probably don't ski and snowboard at the event. We have a lot of people that do, but you know, the reality is that there's just tons of people in the area who, you know, if you like to have a good time and want something to do on a hot Saturday and have free beer and spirits and cocktails and kick it with everybody in the community, I mean, it's really, yeah, there's nothing less like it.
Well, I'm going to share all the details up on the 94KX Facebook page. But before we go, of course, tune in later for Try It Tuesday. The Snow Beast Challenge is brand new this year. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so this is our first year that we're doing the Snow Beast Challenge. And basically, it's to test your raw strength, or as it was said earlier, inner beastliness.
Inner beastliness.
Tom has a lot of inner beastliness that he's ready to release. I don't know if Central PA is prepared for that, but you know, it's going to happen.
There's a men's and a women's division.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and we have really cool events, too. And they're all kind of, you know, just fun related and kind of fun inspired. One of the events is called the keg toss, and basically you're taking a empty keg and you're seeing how high you can throw it.
I've done that in college.
Yeah. One of the Gilson interns currently has the record, so someone's got to come out and show this kid up. Yeah.
There it is, college intern, you know, beer kegs. All right, so we're going to do this Facebook Live later this morning.
Yes, we are, but you can sign up right now at gilsonsnow.com or head to the 94KX Facebook page. I shared the link. It's $30 to enter, and you get a t-shirt. Who doesn't want the first annual Snow Beast t-shirt? I kind of do.
I kind of do, too.
Right, exactly.
And you've got quite a gun show. So you have to be in the female division.
We'll see.
Guys, what? We'll see.
We'll see.
You might as well join both divisions.
I toss hay bales out at my own farm all the time. So, I mean, I'm thinking I'll be okay tossing a keg.
You could toss a keg.
We'll see.
And you could toss a couple back on snow day.
A couple two-tree.
A couple of two-tree. Guys, thanks for coming in. And we'll see you later this morning for some Facebook Live.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you for having us.
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work, 94KX. Late night TV, everybody had the night off. So for the 4th of July holiday, we bring you vintage Johnny Carson.
They're having a special out here at Burbank's McDonald's. They have an independence burger that they're making up. It's half meat and half prunes. And I want to tell you, one bite of the independence burger and you're really set free.
94KX, maybe you're dreaming of fireworks for the 4th of July? I guess when I was a kid, I always loved going to the fireworks. And then when I raised kids, I would always take my kids to the fireworks. But the other night, I found myself watching them on Facebook Live with Sean Carey from Lewisburg. I actually didn't go. Believe it or not, only a third of us will actually less than it. 26% of people will be going to the fireworks on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's sad, actually.
Now, I think that number locally is bigger.
I was going to say, I think locally, lots and lots of people go, but maybe nationally, it's lower. It's tough when the 4th of July is in the middle of the week.
Yes.
That's
like
true.
Like if it's on a Thursday, I love the fireworks in Inner Harbor, Baltimore, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to be able to go on a Thursday because I got to be working Friday. So, our latest survey, only 26% of us will be going to fireworks. Only 9% of us set off our own. That's got to be higher, too.
I would think.
I think people aren't answering truthfully because certain fireworks that they're setting off illegal. May or may not be illegal.
That's a valid point.
That's true. The most common thing we will do on the 4th of July, though, is getting together with family and friends. 44% of us will be doing that. 28% of us will be acting like news guy Matt and being proud at the barbecue grill.
You better be. That's what's mainly one of the reasons why we had this holiday. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it the birth of America or is it firing up a gas grill? I don't know.
It's the week of America.
Yes, the week of America. And finally, only 8% of us have to work on the 4th of July. Only 8%.
Not bad.
That's a good thing. I think everybody deserves off for America's birthday.
There you go. News is next. I got a feeling we're coming unglued. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94 KX. I want to talk about the Benton Rodeo because you can win tickets here, but I got to sneak this last one in.
Okay.
Because people are going to work.
Okay.
More and more companies are adopting dating policies, strict dating policies. And one of those policies is you only ask once. So if you ask a coworker out on a date and they say no.
Oh.
You cannot ask them again. Now, this is a hot topic in America. I didn't know anything about it. So I was like, what?
I thought you were going to say that companies are enforcing, like, no dating in the workplace.
That's what I thought it was always all about. I mean, my dad used to always say, don't dip your pen in company ink.
Oh, boy. Okay?
And that was the way he said it. So that's, you take that for what it's worth.
Sure. You can read into that several ways.
But asking a coworker out on a date is dumb, or is it dumb and dumber?
What are my chances?
Not good.
Like 1 out of 100?
More like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Samsonite, I was way off.
So
I love that movie.
I can't. I can't see that going on around here. We're all kind of like friends.
What is our policy?
What is our policy at Sunbury Broadcasting?
Do we even have an HR department?
I don't know. This is what I'm wondering.
We don't have an HR department.
All right.
I feel like, though, just to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
As you get older, uh-huh. right, you're out in the workforce, so the bulk of your time is spent at your place of employment. Where else are you supposed to meet people? Honestly.
Oh, boy. You know, as scary as that sounds, you're probably right.
Right? So, I mean, like, think about that. If you're spending 8 to 10 hours a day at a job, how are you supposed to meet somebody when you're single?
So what am I supposed to do? Go out on a date with Mertzi? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you put it out there, friend. If you'd like to. I don't know if she'll have you, though. She might turn you down.
Benton Rodeo tickets to be given away later today, right here on 94KX.
What? Where did that come in?
You like
that transition?
Oh, my
God, that smooth transition.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Yo, meet me on the east side.
I'm from the south side.
You are from the south side.
Technically, I'm from the east side.
Yeah, East Stroudsburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there you go.
I am not from the east side.
I'm from the south side of Wilkes-Barre.
You're from the coal side.
Rumbling, tumbling, man. You're from the coal side.
I am from the coal side.
You used to meet me in Mount Carmel. You used to meet me in the coal side. Yeah, we could redo that song.
Probably.
We should.
Or not. You know,
nah.
Yeah. Hey, Sean Carey's on the way next. There's a guy who should take the Snow Beast Challenge.
Oh, yes. Man, he probably would excel.
He'd kill it. I bet you he threw a couple of empty beer kegs in his Lock Haven days.
When he was the member of a fraternity.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
He occasionally chats about it. Hey, look for Tom and Laura live from Gilson and the Snow Beast Challenge coming up later on this morning.
That's right. In just about an hour's time, we'll be heading out to the Gilson Farm and we're going to try all 5 of the Snow Beast Challenge elements. You can get details at WQKX.com, our Facebook page, or GilsonSnow.com.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.